Item, agenda item 10. Secretariat introduced this agenda item by providing a summary of the proceedings of the special session of SC2 held 18-19 of June 2024 on vulnerable rail users and organized in collaboration with UIC. The session was divided in two key workshops on combating human trafficking and on the security of women in the railways. The report of the session is available in document number 245. Both the workshops were attended by a high number of high-level speakers who identified key areas that need further attention. Summaries of the workshops are available in documents number 5 and 9. With regard to combating human trafficking, the group agreed that follow-up work in collaboration with UIC and UNODC should focus on the assistance on training of railway staff, on awareness raising, on combating human trafficking, on international cooperation between the railways, and on improvement of data availability. On the security of women in the railways, the working party noted that there were many good practices, many good practice solutions already being taken undertaken in the sector, and that further work should focus on consolidating this work. Paragraph 45. The working party noted the importance of combating human trafficking in the rail environment and adopted the terms of reference for the informal working group on this subject, as set out in document number 5. It asked the Secretariat to initiate work with UIC, UNODC, and industry stakeholders. Paragraph 46. The working party noted the extensive discussions at the workshop on the security of women in the sector and asked that the Secretariat, in collaboration with UIC, proceed with the preparation of a publication on best practice guidelines on the security of women on the railways. The working party recalled that the Secretariat had developed an advanced web-based platform on rail security, which can operate as an international observatory on rail security issues, henceforth the Rail Security Observatory. The Secretariat presented the latest updates on the Rail Security Observatory. During this agenda item, UIC updated the working party on its work in the security field. The Secretariat informed the working party that it is continuing to work with UIC on security matters as requested by ITC at its 83rd session in February. The working party thanked UIC for its update on their security platform and requested that the Secretariat keep it updated on development in this area and on the UIC and ECE Rail Security Observatory at future meetings. That was Roman 11. Now we go to Roman 12, Innovation in Rail Transport, agenda item 11, paragraph 50. This agenda item was opened by the representatives of Europe's Rail Joint Undertaking, who highlighted the work that they are doing in facilitating innovation in the sector. Paragraph 51. The Secretariat informed SC2 of the updated Rail Innovation Observatory, freely accessible on the website of the working party. It recalled that it aimed at sharing with member states best practice innovations that could further help develop the competitiveness of the railways. The information that is shown on this observatory has been taken from public resources, and member states are free to provide input into the observatory. Paragraph 52. The Secretariat reminded the working party of the finalized user-friendly ATC inventory of technical standards as an important tool in the innovation of our activities in rail transport, prepared with the support of the TER project, highlighting its characteristics and how it can be used. paragraph 53, the working party noted under this agenda item the importance of ensuring that innovation does not create new barriers for rail movements within the ECE region. It noted specifically that the current developments in digital automatic coupler could create such a barrier and, as such, noted the importance role of SC2 in relation to this subject on facilitating ECE-wide interoperability. The working party asked that a one-day special session of SC2 to be organized in the first half of 2025 to discuss DAC and how it can be developed in a harmonized manner across ECE. 54. The working party thanked Europe's Rail for updating SC2 in its activities and noted developments in the Rail Innovation Observatory and the AGTC parameters tool. And then we continue with Roman number 13. Productivity in rail transport, agenda item 12. 54. The working party recalled that at its last session it requested that the secretariat prepare an updated questionnaire for the rail productivity work, considering additional sources of information and alternative approaches. In this regard, the working party considered document number 6, setting out proposed questionnaire and the modalities for gathering the necessary information data. 55. The working party thanked the secretariat for preparing the questionnaire included in document 6 and asked it that it is sent to railway undertakings and infrastructure manager focal points in order to provide a full analysis for the next session SC2. Yeah.